younger will eventually figure out how we're gonna descend or ascend into Frida.
Alright, what are the chords for Frida though? I forget.
C, D7.
That's really good, man.
No, C, G, D7.
C, G, D minor 7 too, right?
I just want my guitar back.
A minor.
Okay. No. Off. Everything off, fuckers.
No! There's a button with a light on it somewhere, maybe?
No.
Makes you feel any better. My guitar is so old, I have limited volume.
You have limited what?
What's going on?
I'm just gonna do this. Fuck.
What's wrong? There's something wrong with your electronics?
No.
Okay. All right.
This is old, so I know we need to buy it. I have awesome
good,
EPs, EMGs.
Oh, here's my grimace pick.
Oh, they sound great. Right. I just mean that like it's never gonna be as like if I bought a brand new like bass, it'd be a hell of a lot less.
Okay, so here's stuff.
This guitar is just all
Frida song.
It's got a lot of heart, though.
Oh yeah, it's got
heart.
Yeah, I also play out of 700 watt amp.
Right.
So I don't need, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's never a question.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that I want to play drums on that last song, just to let you know. Like, it's fun playing, like, jamming on the drums, but I'm not a drummer. I'm not.
You can play the synth. You can play the synth.
I could try. I would certainly be into trying. I've never played a synth before.
You play a keyboard.
Yeah.
You play piano.
Yeah. I know where the notes are. Like,
yeah.
I'm totally into it.
You can find you something really atmospheric. I mean, I've been like creating sounds.
I would love to jam around with you. Play around with one of those.
Next one.
All right,
I jumped the gun there, maybe.
Right.
You know, but we can decide any of those end chords. You could extend the song. That's the weird thing. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Right. Because they all lead, somewhere.
Is that weird? Because
it's like
that's
want,
how I feel about Ten of Cups.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that song. I'm just like,
I'm not like
oh
I
my
need
god,
to play
oh
a
my
lead.
God.
It was just felt like you know, just
flat.
Like,
Because
I'm even playing bass notes, which is you know like play it.
Last time it was longer on the E.
Oh.
It was different. So, which one?
It sounds similar, but
it's,
yeah. So,
it's
which
almost
one is better?
John, you're playing the lead. Are you good with...
I think that you just go back, all the way back, you know, to the E.
Yeah, no, it was...
Yeah.
So, so this is actually right here. This is the E. Okay, yeah, that's perfect. I kind of prefer it that way.
Plus, I did a perfect sound, and I was using my pick sideways.
Oh, you get that little...
So it's... Oh, the chord... I was playing the chords just, like, beautifully. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, when you're playing, like, lead... maybe because I'm... It doesn't seem like it comes through as much. Like, it doesn't... Like...
I could... It could come through a little more.
Yeah.
But...
Like, do you have tones up?
Oh, you mean sound-wise?
Sound-wise. It doesn't seem like... I don't know... Oh, I'm like... You were just...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it cuts through quite the same way.
Well, partly because of John's sound.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of the reverb bluesy thing, so I thought... And I love it.
Okay.
You know, so that's why I brought it down. But yeah, you could play that... a lot more aggressive. Well, when you play an acoustic, you have to play that aggressively.
And I'm saying this guitar, like your new guitar in general, sounds a little, like, I've just noticed it tonight. It's a lot.
I love it, but acoustic show.
A little rounder or?
It's a little like the top end.
Those two are just... I love that solo Dave Matthews album.
And
I love it. How does it feel?
Fucking Trey Bailey.
Dude,
shit. Yeah. One of my favorite songs.
Ben's
and
stuff. Dude, I feel the same way.
I didn't even do a lot of Ben's. But I can play on here, which I feel comfortable with. As comfortable as here, but you can't get to it, or it sounds so tough.
It sounds weird. Yeah.
It sounds weird. But this one works better, and...
It was string cheese.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And he did one of string cheese's songs with him. I'm like,
string
cheese guitar player. He has some of those cool notes. He hits those songs.
Well, we could do that tomorrow.
Song, you know? So it's one of those situations where they get to like the end of the song where like
second opinion, all that.
Normally, He ends it with that awesome, riff, man. Calls him because
it's shorter this way from here to here.
It
so
is.
The strings are looser and easier.
Like he did the riff, the guy did the riff.
It's looser,
yeah,
but it's not
like
anything.
Weird, yeah. You know, his trade note
it's
above
wonderful.
It. And then
plus,
the same thing.
This guitar is seems, it might be just because it's new or whatever, but it holds
he didn't even take it over, but he fired to the next level.
Of course, most of it was for me being stoned. The start would have helped a lot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then went into a whole other, like, 5 minutes of
John, can we try something?
Yeah, yeah. Mike Gordon's band's going to be at,
out in Syracuse.
Out in Syracuse.
Yeah. He comes here a lot.
I want to see your Tibetan bowl. Yeah.
And play it in the...
Smoke it?
No, play it in the mic. Let's see if we can get the flute note equivalent.
To what?
Because
this thing?
Yeah. And then,
I wonder what note this is.
Gabe and I'll take you.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
No, we'll just get in. We'll get started as they sit back down.
Oh, there. I think you guys.
Right? Remember that B flat.
Kinda.
Is it the same note when you? That's yeah. Yeah, that's the note.
So what note is it?
It's a B flat. Approximately B flat.
Approximately. It's a little off.
Is it? It's pretty close to B flat, right?
Yeah.
It's B flat.